Hello. Hi, I am back. Welcome to my podcast. I'm in my room. No cats, hopefully. And the factory is on break. So, I can talk for about an hour before they go back to getting ham. So, today I kind of just wanted to give ideas and tips on how to start being a like an audio maker. I call people in PTA and GWA content creator because I don't know, audio maker sounds, I don't know, kind of weird. Anyway, I got some questions sometimes in messages, in chat, in the Google form, asking me how I started, how I made audios, how do I do the acting and the sound effects and all that stuff. And I try my best to answer to the best of my ability, but today I kind of wanted to make it kind of comprehensible and give proper tips on how I do the audios that I make. Okay, so excuse the random noises you hear. I will try to edit it out as much as I can, and just, you know, chill with me, and I'm gonna tell you stuff while I'm folding laundry. Okay, so I hope you're doing something else. You might be at work, you might be taking down notes for if you want to make your own audios, you know, all the jazz, okay? So, a little, what is this called? PSA, I guess. This is based on my own experience, my own tricks that I do, and the things I've learned along the way as a beginner audio maker content person in PTA and GWA. I mostly just learned this stuff as I went along, and you guys seem to like it. Thank you for following me, by the way. Thank you for like 300 plus people. OMG. Hi. So I know it said in the recording, thank you for 300 followers, but I recorded Durambo at around August. The first week of August, I think, and we were at around 300 followers then, but now it's October 20th at 10:45 p.m. and we're almost at, it's a loud truck, we're almost at 500 followers. What? So thank you guys. I still can't believe it that there are a lot of you here, but thank you so much for supporting me and my weirdness and, you know, everything else. Thank you so much. I love and appreciate you, and I still can't believe it. I know it's kind of, you know, weird that I'm putting this in the middle of a ramble, but thank you. I just want to say thank you. I love you and appreciate you. Okay, bye 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 bye. Back to the actual ramble. Beep beep. That is, I've never expected that people would follow me like that. Thank you so much. Okay, anyway, like I said, tips and tricks, just some general advice, acting processes, I guess, that I do everything just based on my own experience. 1 month, actually two months into being an audio person here in PTA and GWA. Okay, I made like an outline for you guys. Oh, look at me. This is what I do at work. I think of audio ideas. I'll try to like make a screenshot of my notes in my phone. I have like audio ideas right here. Yeah, this is what I do at work. Okay. Okay, so first, I'm going to start with like recording tips, editing, voice acting, then how to make sound effects, basic things to do when you upload if you still don't know, and user engagement, and you know, some other stuff. I have an outline here and I'm just gonna improv along the way like I always do. Okay, first I want to talk about recording. There is a link in PTA about basic editing and recording. So I will include that in the links that I reference during this ramble. Okay. So when you're recording, I would say that you don't need fancy equipment because you just don't. If you do, that's good. I mean, I know people who use the Yeti Blue mic. That's good. You can use it for binaural stuff and it just reduces noise simultaneously with when you're recording. And with me, about a month ago, I've been using the mic from my Android phone, okay? And I just tried to tinker with the levels on my audio editing program. But recently I got this phone. I got a new phone. It had a better mic. It's a lot more sensitive than the first one I got. So the white noise was like so loud and I had to figure out a better editing program than the one I was using for my old phone. But basically, if you want to start recording and making audios, you don't have to be intimidated by fancy equipment. You can just start recording from your phone and, you know, make sure that you're speaking clearly, there's not too many pops, white noise is kind of reduced. I'm going to talk about that. Okay, so next, try recording in a closed bedroom. Okay, in a closed room, close the windows, turn off the fan or the air conditioning if you can, but personally I kind of prefer audios that has a bit of white noise to it. Cats. Anyway, white noise is good in the background because it's kind of relaxing and it tells me when an audio is over, I guess. And then I would recommend recording in a room with furniture in it so that there's not too many echoes off the walls, because surfaces, fabrics, rugs, curtains, pillows, soft surfaces will absorb sound, I guess. It's kind of your soundproofing, echo-proofing kind of thing. So I wouldn't recommend recording in a room with no furniture in it. Okay, unless you can edit out the echo and reverberation, then that's okay. This audio maker, his user's longest snack did this thing where he recorded an audio under a blanket. Okay, I do that sometimes too with NSFW audios because I don't want people to hear me when they're in the house. And I recommend using a thicker blanket, a comforter, a quilt. If you have an oversized bath towel, that's good. It masks the noise better, I think, I hope. And Snack said that he's planning on draping the blanket over a table and then record under the table so that the fabric won't brush against the mic, which is a good tip. I don't have a big enough table, so I probably can't do that. But if you do, try doing that. Which also brings me to my next point. Don't breathe into your mic. if you don't have a like one of those pop filters, it just it kind of hurts the ears when it's in an audio. It's I know I do it sometimes, but I try to avoid doing it as much as possible. If you don't have a pop filter, you can put a sock over your mic, I guess. And if you're using your phone or the mic on your headphones like I am, angle it away from your mouth a little bit and watch out for your letter P's and letter B's and S's sometimes too, because the whistle of an S is too loud. Especially if you're like whispering into your mic, it kind of hurts the ears, especially with pillow talk audio. Okay. What I do, like what I'm doing right now, I'm using my hands to fold laundry. So what I did with my headphone mic is I taped it to my shirt so that it doesn't move around and it doesn't brush against my shirt. Okay. And even if I move, I'm moving right now. Like I'm flailing my arms. Yeah. It's not that my shirt's not brushing up against my mic. So that's good. Next is editing tips that this beginner potato can give you. Okay. So what I do, my process, I guess, is I record using my phone, then I remove the white noise in Audacity, then I edit out the mistakes or the well, yeah, the factory is letting out steam. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I edit out the parts I don't like in Audacity, and like the bloopers sometimes, you know, trucks passing by, cats interrupting my dialogue, or like kissing sounds that sound like slurps. I edit it out in CyberLink. I actually use the video editor. That's embarrassing. There's a CyberLink audio editor, there's a CyberLink video editor. I don't have money, so I use the video editor. I can't buy the audio editor. Anyway, after I edit out the parts that I'm not gonna use, I import that back into Audacity and kind of, you know, make it a little binaural. I am binaural? Binaural. I'm planning on doing that more in the future, like kind of making it stereo. Pan to the left a little bit, pan to the right a little bit. And I don't know if you noticed that in my latest GWA post, the I'm good with my hands audio, I kind of, you know, made it kind of 3D when it came to the sexy time. So yeah, that's what I do. Okay, so I'm going to give you a tiny crash course on noise removal in Audacity, okay? So I'm not an expert, mind you, and this is the process I use that kind of helps with noise removal. Okay, so once you've exported your file in Audacity, find a few seconds of just background noise. Okay, usually the part where you listen, where you wait for the listener to reply, there's usually a few seconds of just noise in there. So that's kind of your background noise. Maybe there's a fan in the background, maybe there are cars passing by, and you want to remove it in the entirety of your audio. So you highlight that part, that few seconds of noise, then click effect, then noise reduction, then click the button that says get noise profile. So from what I understand, what Audacity does is try to like take note of the wavelengths of the noise of that part that you highlighted, and then after you click noise reduction, the dialog box will disappear. The next thing you should do is select the entire audio. So there's usually a button that says select in your track, or you can click Control A to select all, then click effect again, then noise reduction again. Okay, and then the dialog box will pop up again, then you'll see those numbers. Okay, so from what I understand, the lower the number, the lower the noise reduction will be. The higher you go, the more noise gets reduced. But I don't recommend going so high, okay? Your voice will sound metallic and weird and kind of scratchy. So I would recommend around 4 to 10, I guess, in my experience. I just don't touch the other numbers because I don't know what they mean. Okay, so try experimenting with the number, with the noise reduction levels, the decibels. So try it around 4, try it around 6. If the noise is too loud, maybe you can try around 10. But usually, 10 already sounds kind of scratchy. So I would recommend around 4 to 6. Then just click OK. And then wait for Audacity to do its thing, and then you're good. Next, voice acting tips. So this is usually how I act out scripts, okay? If you're reading a script, say it like how you would normally say it in an actual conversation. I recommend reading through the entire script at least once before you start recording, so you know the proper intonation and pronunciations. You know, should you be teasing in this part? Should you be angry? Maybe a little laugh or, you know, some croon would be okay here. That kind of stuff. And most of the time, I find that the author of the script encourages you to improvise and do what feels natural. So do that, okay? It's okay to take certain liberties. If doing this part makes you feel uncomfortable, you can cut it out. You can change the wording a little bit. For example, my first NSFW script that I failed, I was supposed to say that the guy, the listener, had a really lean and muscular body, and the script says that I have large boobs for some reason. Okay, so I kind of just took that part out because, I don't know, I wanted it to be more inclusive. I mean, not everyone has lean muscular bodies, not everyone is into large boobs, and I don't know, I wanted to take the liberty to make it more inclusive to males. So I kind of improvised around that part, okay? So do that. If something makes you uncomfortable or if you don't like how something is worded, you can improvise a little bit and make the script more comfortable for you, or make it sound naturally for you. That's one of the problems I have with scripts. Sometimes, of course, it's written by someone else, so it's like, this is not how I would normally talk, so it's hard to fill this script. So that's what I do. I modify things a little bit. I message the author, is it okay if I take certain liberties with the script? If it's not mentioned in the script, I say it. I hope that was clear. I feel like that was all over the place. Anyway, and for everything else, that's like not script fills. This could be improv. This could be an original creation of yours. If you're making a GWA audio, I would recommend that you prolong the moans and the kisses. I guess it's kind of more immersive that way. Yeah, right? I mean, if I'm a virgin, but if I'm going to have sex, I'm not just gonna kiss you for a minute. That's not long enough. Right? So, I don't know, just if the script says kissing, then close your eyes and imagine yourself kissing a person and kiss them for as long as you would actually kiss them in real life, I guess. Yeah. Okay, I think long kisses and, you know, moans is very immersive, and I like listening to audios that have those. That's why I like Ramble Fap. Someone might come in. My door is unlocked and my siblings are at home. They might come in and I'm talking about moans. Okay, anyway. And this next one, I don't know, I guess both PTA and GWA, when you're recording, I would recommend that you move your body. If you're sitting in front of your computer or if you're reading from a phone, I'd recommend that you, you know, try to move around. If you're recording a pillow talk audio, move around in the bed, but be careful of the rustling noises. Can you hear that? Yeah, be careful of the rustling noises. And be careful of hitting the mic or something. But I would recommend that you move, you touch your body. If the listener bites your neck in the audio, I don't know, pinch your neck a little or something so that the moan will feel natural. Something like that. I know you guys get it. But yeah, move. Don't be afraid to move. It'll make everything feel more natural. Okay, next. So, sound effect tips and advice, I guess. There's, I love reading posts on GWA backstage because, you know, you'll see how people do stuff. You'll see how people feel about making GWA posts. And for someone, for a wholesome virgin potato like myself, that it's very fun to read people's insights on GWA. So, yeah. Anyway, there's a post on GWA Backstage about sound effects. I will also include that in the references I made in this post. Okay. So, for kisses, what I usually... Okay, so everything I will say here is like what I do, okay? So, maybe try it if it works for you. If it doesn't, tell me what works for you guys. I want to know. Give me tips, please. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. So for kisses, what I usually do is I kiss my wrist, the back of my hand, my fingers sometimes. This, I call it the drumstick. the thumb. And then this patch of like flesh. From the bottom of your thumb to your pulse point, I guess. I call it a drumstick because it looks like a chicken leg sometimes. I don't know, but I kiss that part. It sounds more organic. That's what I do. I kiss my hand. Sometimes with neck kisses and stuff, I end up getting a hickey on the back of my hand, which is awkward, I guess, but it works. With thrusting, I don't do thrusting sounds, but when I make GWA audios and, you know, sexy times, I moan as if I'm being, you know, being sexed. Okay, like I thrust my hips up and down and moan in sync as if I'm fucking moving. Okay, stop. Yeah, but I like move forward and backward in a sitting position so that I will moan in sync, I guess. That's what I do, okay? And yeah, like I said, I'm kind of vanilla and I'm a virgin and I don't know how sex works. So do check out the GWA Backstage post that I will link so that you can have other ideas on how other people create certain sounds. Okay. I would recommend that you record on your bed or with a pillow so that the fabric sounds will register on your mic. But be wary of the mic brushing too much against the fabric. If you're using headphone mics like I am, you would need to hold it with your hand. I would recommend that you do. If you're on your bed, you have to hold the mic in your hand. Okay. Some sound effects can be found in freesound.org. So that's where I usually get the knocking on the door sounds, opening and closing the door. A lot of those are in freesound.org. YouTube too. But you have to turn on the Common Creative License filter. And you have to link the sound effects you used in your posts. You have to credit the maker of the sound effect in your post. So you have to take note of those and add them into your post description. Next topic is basic things to do when uploading, such as verification, links to the script, mentioning the author's name if it's a script fill, and you know, proper use of tags. So verification is not mandatory. It says so. If you would check out the rules of the subreddit, it says so there in detail. Verification isn't necessary, but verification is like a way that you're saying, I'm invested in this community, I'm planning on staying, here is my, you know, extra effort to show that I will be here for the long run, I guess. Okay, and but if you're doing a collab audio, the subreddits require that the person you're collabing with be verified so that they're sure that their voices were recorded with their consent. I guess that's how I understand it. So yeah, get verified, guys. Join the club. This is a fun place to be. Sometimes, most of the time, it's a good place to be. Okay, with the proper use of tags, you can find the more tagging rules in the subreddit descriptions, subreddit rules. There are also posts on GWA Backstage about tags. But based on my experience, the auto-moderator is very sensitive with the proper gender tag. Okay, if you post an audio, tag it, for example, I'm a female, so I will tag it F4A or F4M or F4F, clearly. So it's like female voice for all audiences, female voice for male audiences, female voice for female audiences. If you're posting a script and it's meant for everyone, instead of putting A4A, you have to put F4A and M4A in the tags, because AutoMod would take the script down if you only put A4A in a script. In PTA, at least, based on my experience, I co-wrote this script with Thirsty Slurpee. Hi sis, I wrote this script with her and we tagged it AA4A, and we were like, for some reason, it always gets taken down by the AutoMod and we can't figure out why. So I told her, maybe we should put like MM4A, MF4A, FF4A instead of just AA4A. And then that's what we did. And then it wasn't taken down by the AutoMod anymore. So that was an experience. Gosh. Okay, that's what we learned. You have to put the specific gender tag. Okay. I haven't posted a script on GWA yet, so I haven't been flagged by the AutoMod when it comes to scripts. But two of my audio posts have been auto removed in PTA before. One was the "I love cuddling with you" audio. It's a script fail, and I tagged it "Comfort for Depression." When I first posted it, it got auto-removed. Another one was my drunk audio. I was posting it on PTA and I tagged it with Daddy Mention because I said Daddy once because I was drunk. Anyway, it got taken down, okay? It was in PTA. So what I did was I reposted it. I removed the Daddy Mention tag in the title and then I put it in the description, like the first thing. I said, one Daddy Mention because it slipped, lol. Yeah, I said it like that. So when you click on the audio, you will still see in the description the tags that weren't read by, that were not accepted by the auto moderator. It's still Pillow Talk audio approved. So, I don't think there was a problem with it. It's still up. Okay. Yeah, I did that same thing with the Comfort for Depression. I only put it in the description instead of the title. So that's what I recommend you do if you think your audio is still pillow talk appropriate, but it gets flagged by the automod. Just put the questionable tags inside the description, the first thing inside the description, so that the listener will see it as soon as they open the audio. Okay. Next, upload schedules. So when should you upload? Okay. Some content creators, the ones who've been doing this for years now, the pros and the veterans, I guess, of PTA and GWA, they have a specific day or days when they post audios. Some have their own magic time of uploading, to quote an audio person friend of mine. They have specific times and days when they feel like their audios would get more interaction. So it would depend on you when, you know, your recording could fit into your schedule, when your uploading would fit in your schedule. Sometimes what I do is, I don't know if this time works for me, and I think people are usually going to sleep by this time, then I would upload something in PTA. Or if I think, oh, it's kinda late, people are usually in bed by now, so I would upload something in GWA, you know, stuff like that. But the time for me isn't really, I don't know the words. The time that I upload and the interaction it gets isn't really related much of the time. That's all I can say about it, I guess. It doesn't matter what time you post. I mean, if the tags is not something people are into, then you might not get interaction from it. But, you know, if the tag is something people are into, then doesn't matter what time you upload, because I mean, I can listen to about 4 audios in a night. So yeah, think about that. Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But I guess what I'm saying is you don't have to keep up a consistent upload schedule. You should upload in your own time when you're free and comfortable, and don't rush yourself with recording and editing. With this entire community, I would say that quality over consistency is a good mindset to have. Okay. Next, with engagement. I would advise you to engage and interact with people who comment on your posts. Skitty made this GWA backstage post about interacting with your listeners and, you know, her experience with being a lurker. I was a lurker too before I started here. And many of the listeners are lurkers, actually, for reasons like they don't want to bother making a Reddit account. That was my initial reason. I can access the page on Chrome. Why should I make an account and download the app, you know? Oh, so that's one. Or maybe they're too shy to comment because it's an 18 plus community and it's an NSFW community too. But I'm telling you, prompting a lurker to come out of the shadows and comment on your post or send you a message, it's an exhilarating feeling. It's like, wow, you liked what I did so much that you stepped out of your comfort zone and decided to send me something. Thank you for that, guys. And if you're an audio maker and you're like that, you interact with people, with the messages you receive, you reply back, people like that are a joy to talk to. It's the way that people usually make friends in this community. I started I was lurking for a lot of months before I decided to make an account, because it's actually because of Lachlan from his user's Lack Audios. But why say Lack? His username's Lack Audios, and his audios always put me to sleep. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I should like personally comment and say thank you and stuff. You know. So I did that. And now he comments on my audios, and we're bantering in the comment section. It's a fun thing to do, to interact with people. So I would recommend that you do it. Nobody likes a snob, I guess. I know some people would be too busy to reply, but at least take some time to acknowledge the effort that someone, you know, said something nice about your audio. Yeah. The communities here are very friendly. I mean, I haven't been here very long, and I know that there have been some issues with the communities, particularly GWA. There's a post in GWA Backstage titled "The Ugly Truth About Making Online Pornography." Audio pornography, I guess. Something like that. I will reference it down below. There are downsides. First few times of doing this audios, you know, I've had some unsolicited attention, I guess you would say, and I'm not very comfortable with that. But I guess what I like is, in my experience, when I say no, they let up. Okay, most of the time I just don't reply if I'm uncomfortable, but that's all I can say. If you surround yourself with good people in these communities, if you have supportive friends, people you can talk with outside of Reddit, and people you can have fun with in the comment section, you will have a good time. People are very nice and very supportive, okay? And another thing I would say is, don't stress yourself out with trying to make so many audios in a week. When I first started doing PTA stuff and GWA stuff, I would be stressed if I won't upload like every 2 days or every 3 days, maybe put out 2 or 3 audios in a week. That's like how consistent I am at first, but then I got work and I got real life stuff going on. It was kind of hard to record with other people in the house. It's kind of hard to come up with scripts and, you know, just make audios in general. So, like, this user, BP4HP, commented in a post once, they said, "The novelty wears off." And that's true. If you're just starting out, you would be very, you know, very hyped, I guess is the word, to make new audios, you know, record, post. Especially if your posts get taken well, you would be encouraged. And, you know, encouraged and thankful for the people who support the things you do. But it's not good if you stress yourself out with providing content just for the sake of consistency. Yeah. Like I said, quality over consistency is a good mindset to have when it comes to these things. It's better to record something that you genuinely enjoyed doing, and, you know, something you genuinely enjoyed writing, recording, and editing, rather than make something on a whim and then just post it for the sake of saying that you posted this week. You know, something like that. And anything you make, if it's done with, you know, if you enjoyed doing it, people will hear it register in your audio. If you enjoyed recording, if you enjoyed writing the script, people will enjoy listening to it. I can assure you. It doesn't matter if you post 3 times a month or if you post consistently then disappear for a long time. It doesn't matter. If people like what you do, then they will wait for the things that you will post, for the audios you will post, okay? I think that's just me trying to reassure myself, really, but it's true. It's what I always say to my friends, to people who get stressed out posting stuff, and it's what I say to myself, and it's what I'm saying to you. If you're having trouble, you know, if you're afraid that people will forget about you and, you know, you won't be relevant anymore, I guess, it's not gonna happen. Trust me. People will wait for you no matter what. It sounds cheesy, but it's true, okay? Anyway, that's it for this podcast. Thank you for staying. And also, I'm planning on posting this on GWA Backstage, where the cool kids are. And I'm kind of scared. I asked the mods of GWA Backstage if I can post this audio there. And they said it's cool. And, you know, I just have this vision of me in a cafeteria. And there's like the cool kids table, and I'm just like bringing my tray and then sitting down without saying anything. So like, I might have to get a little drunk to get the bravery, the courage to post this there, but you know what, I'm gonna do it. Okay, thank you guys, see you next time. I had fun talking about stuff. I'm not done folding my laundry, but see you in the next ramble, I guess, and the next audio. Leave a comment. Tell me the stuff you do to, like, your experience with recording and editing and posting. If you have any tips and tricks that you think I should do or that you think we should know about, then tell us, okay? And goodbye now, for real. Bye!